Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
I was telling Danny that I went to Vegas this weekend and the hotel was really outdated and all 80s style, like with palm trees painted on the walls and like pink palm tree comforters. It looked exactly like the kind of place the Golden Girls would have got fucked.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, it was a good time.
I haven't been to... The last time I went to Vegas, I think I was like 12, so it kind of defeats the purpose.
I've never been to Vegas.
Oh. Well, I practically never been to Vegas.
What, are you trying to one-up me? I've practically never been to Vegas.
But it seemed ridiculous to me that they hadn't replaced the comforters in 20 years. I can get a new comforter at Target for $10, and I know I don't make as much money as a casino.
And I bet they get a bulk discount from Target.
Right.
But until somebody says, I refuse to stay at your place until you update your comforter situation, that's not going to be a problem.
Well, I bet they're not sold out every night.
But I don't think that's why they're not sold out every night.
But I think when you're not sold out every night and you're a hotel casino, you start coming up with ideas for what you can do to improve your business. Like maybe get rid of the pink flamingo comforters.
Based on the movie?
I suppose. But if you own like a struggling restaurant, is that when you upgrade your flatware?
you upgrade the cheapest item first and then you move on from there. And especially,
well, maybe that's why they have new tableside lamps.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I had bloodstains on my flatware, I'd definitely consider upgrading.
That's probably the least of your worries when it comes to stains.
Yeah, that was going to be my question.
Not unless somebody comes pure blood.
What would you rather sleep on, a mattress that is saturated with 2 cups worth of human blood or a quarter cup of human semen?
Well, that's tough because both of them can have AIDS.
When you say saturated.
Well, it's like permeated into the mattress.
Okay. What's the thread count?
It's an Egyptian cotton, I suppose. So that's got to be what, 2,000, 3,000?
That's like... pretty gay that you knew that.
When you're married, you learn things like that.
Don't pretend you didn't know that before your union.
Good one.
Before your
you know what's
union.
Funny, though, that Sonia makes me do? Is that whenever we watch sports, I make her memorize athlete names. So then now she makes me memorize like stuff about fashion.
Like, what do you know?
I know different styles of shoes and stuff. Like, I know what a wedge is, or an espadrille, or a Mary Jane, or a peep toe, or a difference between a stiletto and a regular heel.
That's cool.
I probably know a lot more about shoes than a lot of women, honestly.
Huh.
All right.
What do you want from us? If you're trying to get yourself kicked off the podcast, you're doing a pretty good job.
It's just an interesting fact about me. Some people may want to know that.
Not that interesting.
I know, I find that interesting. I always find it weird when someone knows a lot about some subject that you wouldn't expect them to know a lot about.
Like, give me an example.
I don't know. Chris does this to me a lot. Like, he'll just happen to know a lot about some subject that I wouldn't expect him to know anything about because he's not in the age group that would normally know something about this.
You know what's funny about Chris is he'll know a lot about actors from silent films, but he doesn't know a lot about swinging a hammer.
First off, I don't know any actors from silent films. I don't know what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, hang on a second.
You're
going to sit here and tell me you
can't name an actor from a silent film that you probably couldn't also name.
I can't name one single...
I'm talking to Ben.
Oh.
Danny, do you want to moderate?
I'll moderate.
How do we do this?
Okay, go first.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're each going to name 2 silent film actors and then 1 fake film actor. And then the other one has to guess who the fake one is.
All right.
I don't think I can name 2.
Yeah, you don't give that away. Fuck, Ben. It's like poker.
I don't think I can name 1.
See, Chris is playing the game.
Yeah, maybe I was playing the game, asshole.
Okay. Oh, smart. All right.
Who goes first?
Chris, you go first.
I want to say that we should omit Charlie Chaplin from the list because everybody knows Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's change it to two.
No, we're going. Just name some. Start naming silent actors.
Okay.
You name your two.
Okay. No, listen, you both name three. Ben, you name one first. Just one.
Okay. My first silent actor that I will name is Boogmere McGillicuddy.
Now, he could have been surfing, but that doesn't sound like a reliable name to me.
All right. Now you name yours, Chris. Your first one.
Okay. Sandy McDougal.
All right, Ben, you name your second.
Let's see here.
You're trying to figure out which one of the many that you know to name.
Yeah. I don't want to name ones that I dislike.
Right. And you want to know name one that'll throw Chris for a loop.
I'm going to say Francis Meeker.
All right. Chris?
My next one is Jiminy Jenkins.
All right. Your third, Ben?
Let's see. I'm going to go with Posey Bumgarner.
All right, Chris.
Buster Douglas.
That's just a boxer from the 80s.
Okay, then Buster Keaton. I get them mixed up sometimes.
All right, so now what happens? As the moderator, Ben, you get to pick which, if any, of Chris's are real actors. One, two, or three.
Chris, say number two again.
That's not fair.
I just want to be refreshed.
I still don't think it's fair.
I agree. You have to say one, two, or three, Ben. Yeah. Just number.
Well, number two is definitely not one.
Okay.
I'm going to go with number one.
Was a real one?
Was a real one.
And that's it. Chris, how many of Ben's do you think were real?
I think all of Ben's were fake.
Okay. Now, you two reveal your answers. Ben, you go first.
All three of mine were fake.
All right, Chris?
But I think you threw the competition because I think you knew Buster Keaton. Everybody knows Buster Keaton.
I don't know Buster Keaton.
I didn't know who Buster Keaton
was. I thought
was.
You were making some weird joke that I didn't get when you said Buster Douglas and changed it to Buster Keaton. I didn't understand it.
I thought that was the name of the little twin on that Michael J. Fox show.
Shoddy Radio.
Where do you go when your day seems like shit? Shoddy Radio. Where do you go just to pull yourself out the pit? Shoddy Radio. Danny's here with some sickness on his mind, and Chris and Ben will give it to you from behind. Where do you go when you're tired of YouTube clips? Shoddy Radio. Now sit back, relax, open wide so it can fit. Shoddy Radio.
Hey, Ben, did you read that really funny iTunes review we received recently?
Yeah, but I don't remember. Hey, Chris, can you remind me?
Yeah, how about if I just read it word for word?
Do you have it here in front of you?
Yeah, it's right here. Clickety-click-click.
That's
click.
Weird.
Right here on the old computer.
Well, no, I really
First,
like...
I want to read the one that came before it. It's just one line that says, "You guys need to update more often. Danny stanks."
How is stank spelled?
STANX.
That was from listener Tanya.
Oh man, that was
no.
Good.
We got a really good iTunes review that I really liked, and I want Chris to read it on the air because every time I try to read anything on the air, you guys just end up making fun of me.
Okay,
That stinks has got to be my new favorite word.
Stinks! And there's an exclamation point. Okay, this says, comedy, gold. I discovered these
guys. Wait a minute, who's it by?
Oh, by Ben Loves Five Tat.
Which is five tacos and a taco.
Right, right, right.
But it's not necessarily me.
No.
No, it's. I don't think it is you.
Five Tat?
I love Five Tat, but not enough to make that my iTunes username.
Okay. My username is Chris Loves Five Tat, so that's why you know it's not me. Why would I go by Ben? It's not my name. Okay. I discovered these guys a few months ago and have gone back and listened to all the episodes, period. Yeah. They are quick and hilarious. It seems like they just hit record.
Hang on.
For
well, we can redo that sentence.
What sentence? This is fine. God damn.
All right.
Not like I'm reading the fucking preamble to the Declaration of Independence. So, blah, blah, blah. They cut out the boring parts, leaving comedy gold. That explains the title. Some more memorable episodes were Robo Chris and the one where they call some chick on producer Brian's phone and get her to use her vibrator on herself on the air. They were cracking up. I couldn't believe it. Danny is a smelly guy that drives for FedEx. This guy is accurate.
He stinks.
He sure does. He tries to keep the podcast headed in an interesting direction, but constantly fails.
Thanks.
No, I just said that. He is open and tries to get the other guys to be honest. Ben and Chris don't like to open up and usually just make fun of Danny. Danny takes the punishment and turns it into a joke. And then we all laugh at Danny. Also, I really like the episodes that Danny's hippie dad is on. He is a hoot.
I love this review, by the way. I feel like he summed up our show pretty well.
Yeah. Ben is newlywed and some kind of Asian.
That's my favorite description of me probably ever in my entire life, that Ben is some kind of Asian.
This is how I interpret it.
Ben is newlywed and some kind of Asian.
I think he meant Ben is newlywed and some kind of Asian. He like hockey and has two cats. I think this guy's some kind of Asian.
That's what I was wondering. When I was reading it, I was thinking, like, is this guy trying to be, like, ironically funny because nothing is plural?
One time he said he was going to surprise his wife by taking a dump in the litter box and blame it on the cat. I thought that was clever. And I have thought about doing that myself.
Ben, here's the thing, though. He says that he thought it was clever, but he also says that he thought of the same thing.
He's allowed to
call himself clever.
He's allowed to think he's clever.
No, no, no. Afterwards, I think he thought of that. Doing it. Ben has some great one-liners. Chris usually gets the most laughs. He is racist, homophobic, sexist, and he bangs a lot of chicks. Well, guilty as charged.
I love this guy's perception of him.
Wow, chicks can't wait to get with him. This guy is right on. I would like to hang out with these dudes, and I hope they continue cracking me up.
Well, thank you, Ben Loves Five Tat.
I would say that he's 2 for 3 on assessments of what type of people we really are.
What do you mean? Like, he got me and you pretty much down to the T, but the only thing he got it right about Chris is that he's racist and homophobic.
Yeah, and I don't think there's a line of chicks waiting outside the studio doors just to bang Chris.
Well, why are you trying to ruin Ben's perception? He enjoys the show as it is.
No,
I'm not trying to ruin it. I'm just
Chris
saying.
I'll tell you what. Chris does pretty well with the ladies.
He does. He does really well.
But I think that what's funny is that he thinks Chris is racist and homophobic, because that's actually more of an exaggeration than the other thing.
Yeah, but I am I'm way sexist.
That's true.
I realize that about myself, too. Like, I almost feel bad about it. But then I remember that women don't listen to our show.
Shoddy Radio. Shoddy Radio is brought to you by Shoddy Radio.
So I feel like I've taken a little bit of heat possibly on this podcast and off the air from both of you that I maybe haven't shared enough personal embarrassing stories.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't care that much, but I do feel like I share the most embarrassing stuff, but Chris also feels like he shares the most embarrassing stuff, which I don't believe.
Well, I recently, this is just days ago, this weekend, I got something in the mail that honestly, I don't know how to like explain what it is. Like, it's both the most like embarrassing thing that I've ever seen in my life, but it's kind of the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Hang on,
I know exactly what it is.
I'm excited, first of all. But I want to say that Ben told me the other day he had a really good podcast idea. And I was like, what is it? He's like, I don't know. It's my best podcast idea ever. And I was like, well, what is it? He's like, I'm not telling you. I'm going to tell you on the air. So right now, I'm very excited. I just want to say that.
Yeah, this is me taking one for the team because let me just be honest and say that, like, I'm not excited about sharing what I'm about to share.
Ben,
I feel like for the benefit of the show, it needs to be done.
Ben, I swear to God, I think I know exactly what it is, but I'm not going to say anything.
You may have gotten one also. But I got a letter that I wrote to myself when I was 15 years old in the mail the other day.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, no.
Is that what you thought it was, Chris?
No, I thought you ran a red light and Sony was blowing you.
That's not embarrassing. That's awesome.
He said embarrassing and awesome.
Oh, okay. So you just got, how does this work? Like, you did it from your school?
Yeah, apparently, well, I kind of explain it in the letter, but I guess in 1997, we wrote letters to ourselves, and the teacher was supposed to mail them within 5 years or whatever after that class.
Right.
So I think in 1997, we were sophomores, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So I was either 15 or 16, and I'm 29 now, so theoretically, it was half my life.
Man, the U.S. Postal Service sucks.
But it's just really weird when you get a letter, and I know it's my handwriting, and I know it's how I would word things, but I don't remember writing the letter at all.
And it doesn't even feel like you, right?
Yeah, so it's like kind of like this weird like Back to the Future thing where
Man,
I feel like,
awesome.
Even though it's in the form of a letter, it's like I feel like I'm surprising myself in the future, and I'm telling me about things about myself.
It's like the lake house.
I'm going to be naming a lot of people from our high school. Do you think we should beep that out?
I don't know. I don't care.
Well, first and last names?
Yeah, I'll just say first names.
Yeah.
And is it incriminating stuff, or is it just your opinion? Because then that's on you.
It's just my opinion.
Okay, then I say it's up to you.
Yeah, I'll let you hear it afterwards, and then we can make the decisions then. And
I'll just say first names.
Say the first and last name, because what'll be fun is we could beep out the names in a wacky way, which might be fun anyway. You know what I mean?
Sounds good.
By the way, Chris, I'm not going to beep anything out. I'm going to put it out on the air and email these people.
You realize I hear that secret.
I was going to say, Ben, say Smith every time, because Danny can't be trusted.
Okay, so I'll just start it. I address this as Dear Stud. It's hilarious. It is 1997, and I'm writing a letter in my third period English class with Miss Gwinnup. I should be 20 when I get this letter, which I'm not. I'm 29.
Wow.
I am writing a list of things that I like so that I can laugh at myself later on. My favorite movie stars are Tom Hanks and Demi Moore.
Not a lot has changed.
I don't remember being a huge Demi Moore fan, but I'm sure the breasts had something to do with
it. Yeah, I can imagine.
My favorite movie is Forrest Gump, which still is one of my favorites, with Tom Hanks. My favorite TV show is Friends, which seems weird that I would say that, mostly because Jennifer Aniston is so damn fine.
I remember you loving Jennifer Aniston, and I also remember you using the word fine a lot.
Yeah, that used to be for all the youngsters listening. That's how we used to say like a girl was hot.
And
she was fine.
And Ben, you would actually say damn fine, like you're looking damn fine.
No, you would probably say hella fine.
If yeah, being maybe from hella Northern, fine, but being from I drop California. A lot of damn fines in this letter.
All right.
Then I go to declare. Plus, Matthew Perry is a really, really funny guy, which is one of the weirder statements I've ever made in my life. At school, I hang out with I hang out with a lot more people, but I like them the best.
Oh,
no,
snap.
Chris Simmons or Danny Savage.
Did you know me then?
Yeah, that was sophomore year, so I think I fucking hated you.
No, we just met, and we hated each other when we met. But
yeah, so I don't know what time of the year I wrote this letter.
Okay.
But I didn't, oddly, I didn't list Chris as one of my favorite friends.
And you, but you'd known him for some time, just to clear things up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing well in school. I got straight A's for the first time in my life. Some of the things that have got me mad lately is that the damn Sharks can't win a game. Plus, early on in the year, the Giants traded away Matt Williams. That was
Matt
stupid.
Williams? Oh my God.
That's weird, huh? Some of the things that I look forward to is the Sharks or Giants winning a world championship. Now, this is where it's going to get really personal and somewhat embarrassing. The thing that I look forward to the most is that hopefully someday I can go out with Heather. I want that 80 times more than the Sharks or Giants ever winning a world championship. They could move for all I care because I would be so happy to be with her.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
My daily routine is getting up at 6:30 a.m. and getting ready for school. I start my day off great because Heather's in my first period PE class. Then most of the time I go to lunch with Jeff. He always has to go to McDonald's because he loves chicken nuggets. He is a dumbass. Let's see here. My main problem, of course, is that I am not going out with Heather. She is going out with Alan right now, but hopefully that won't last.
Well, I don't know how inside we should get on this.
Yeah, let's not go into that. But if she likes him enough, I hope that they stay together because I want her to just be very, very happy. It would suck for me, but all I want is for her to be happy.
Oh, God.
Nice guy. Next, I am supposed to tell my most important secret, but I think I mentioned that a few times already, so I won't take a lot of time on this one. I also kind of like Caitlin, so that would be another secret.
Oh, it finally comes out.
Yeah, that was a secret I think I held all through high school. How about that? What I am worried about most is that Heather has no interest in me. I'm not conceited, but I think that I'm a good-looking guy. But I am not exactly fighting the girls off with sticks, if you know what I mean.
Well, you're already doing your shtick.
Yeah, geez. Funny guy. When I grow up, I want two main things. The first is that I want to go to college and make a lot of money. Also, when I was a sophomore in high school, I thought a lot was one word, apparently. So then I could have a huge house somewhere in the Bay Area. I would like to have season tickets to the Sharks and or the Giants. I love kids, so I want about three Ben Juniors running around.
That might get confusing.
The second main goal is to have Heather be my wife and the mother of my children.
Oh man, that would have been a bad idea.
Yeah. She would have crimped our little girl's hair into like an 80s hairstyle. I remember in high school, I gave her the nickname Belinda Carlisle because she was like so 80s.
Yeah.
I heard she's in the 90s now.
In 5 years, when I get this letter, I will probably be in college.
Hang on a sec. Give me one sec. Give me one sec here, man.
Hopefully, I will be dating Heather. But if not, I will probably like someone else. Someone like Caitlin.
Ooh.
I wouldn't mind dating her either. She is really cool also. She is really nice, good looking, and has a really good body. I wouldn't mind spending the rest...
I'm just fucking with you, Caitlin.
I wouldn't mind spending the rest of my life with her either. Seems weird that I was in love with two girls at the same time.
Well, the thing about love at 15 is... It's dependent a lot on who will, quote-unquote, love you back.
Yeah, that's true. Which was only me. In a tube sock. I don't know why that's funny to me every time.
It really is. We usually don't do sound effects on this show, but this is fun.
Yeah, this is fun. Next, I'm going to talk about who I love. Besides my family, I don't love anyone. But there is someone that I really care about. Heather is in my first and fifth period classes.
This is bizarre to me.
I really don't know how Alan treats her, but I could treat her better. I know this because she is the goddess to me.
Man, out of all the girls at our school to call a goddess, and no offense to Heather, if she happens to be listening to this podcast. No, there's
just, it was like a, I don't know, you know how it is.
No, I know what you mean.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Trailer trash. Which, she won't be listening to this at least for another 10 to 15 years because podcasts won't exist to her for another like 15 years.
So anyways, I'm going to talk about Heather some more. Heather is nice and really cool. She is also very, very, very fine.
You got one out of three.
She has the nicest legs and ass in the world, and she knows it, so she wears tight jeans and walks around like a supermodel. It drives me crazy.
Wow. Boy, don't you miss those days?
I do. Now I want to talk about sports. The Giants, the Sharks, and the 49ers suck, but at least the 49ers make the playoffs. I don't think the Giants will make the playoffs in the 90s. I was like a fucking Nostradamus
no
on that
kidding.
One. The Sharks show more promise. My favorite sport is hockey. My favorite players are Owen Jeff, Theo, John Van Bees, weird choice.
Man,
Chris,
I was
going to
say Van Bees. Really?
Yeah. I think I just liked him because he was short. And then I end the letter with, I got to go now, you stud, you. Sincerely, okay. Ben Shields.
Wow, that's crazy.
I don't want to get too far into the details, but if any of the listeners who don't know me are listening to this and wonder, like, whatever happened between Ben and Heather, did he ever get a shot? Let's just say I got my shot and I walked away.
Yeah.
The Ben, better man.
Ben took the high road.
I did. And I don't want Chris to get into detail on that one.
Chris, do you have anything to
say? I'm just
going to say
that I would have took the low road.
Shoddy Radio.
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Do you have a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com or call at 774-633-9669. That's 7-SHODDY now.
So what did you think when you got the letter? And by the way, did it have a return address?
Well, what happened was I addressed it to my dad's house, and the return address was my mom's house.
Are either of those addresses still the same? I guess your dad's is.
My dad's is, and that's how he got the letter. But he brought it to me because we had our baby shower this weekend, and my dad goes, hey, we got a letter in the mail that you wrote to yourself. And I go, really? And then he goes, yeah, and you sure did like Heather.
Wow, at like, your own baby shower?
Yeah, and I was like, hey, asshole, why are you opening my mail? And then he goes, well, I thought it was to me. And I said, well, does the envelope say Ben Shields or his father?
And at which sentence about how much he loves Heather, did he stop thinking it was him?
How far in did he have to go
before
I'd
hang out
it
at the school every day.
Being to him.
Well, he said that like the envelope confused him. He thought I wrote him a letter because I guess... He said, I just looked at the envelope and saw your name, and I decorated the outside of the envelope by drawing San Jose Sharks, San Francisco Giants, San Francisco 49ers, and I drew all these things on there. So he thinks that, like, just here I am, a 29-year-old married guy with a kid on the way, and I have time to decorate envelopes.
You sent your dad a love letter with drawings on it.
And telling him who you liked in 1997.
And usually when I get mail, it doesn't have my kid's name as the address or my kid's name with his mom's name or his mom's address and the return address.
Also his mom's address from 15 years ago.
Also, let's say that Ben died in a car accident a couple years ago. His dad would still get this letter and he would think it was like a letter from beyond the grave about how much his son loves Heather.
But it's funny because he handed it to me and he goes, I was kind of confused. I thought it was for me. And as soon as I opened it up and it said, Dear Stud, I knew it was for me.
Good. Hey, hang on a sec. Say that one again for Mike Shields.
Just edit it together.
There you go, Mike.
How about some green button?
Okay. So what happened when he said it was to Stud?
He said, well, clearly this letter is to me.
Fuck off, Mike Shields.
I hope your business fails and you go bankrupt.
Yep.
All right, let's move on.
No, that's great. What a great letter.
Isn't that cool, though, to get a letter that you don't remember writing, but you know that you wrote it?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. This podcast is kind of a recording to the future.
Exactly. I'm going to send this to myself in the future somehow.
So that I can remember what it was like the first time I heard about what it was like to be Ben in 1997.
Shoddy Radio is produced by Jeff Franklin Productions with Miller Boyette Productions in association with Lorimar Television and is distributed by Warner Brothers Domestic Television Distribution.